All right, good evening, everyone. This is Radio Statler. It is 1800 on Sunday the 15th. That means one thing. It's time for us to close it out. Here with me, I've got Nick God.
Hello.
I've got Johnny Xmas.
How do?
I've got Alex.
Hey, yeah.
I've got Dino.
Hello there.
I've got Bunny Burn.
Yo.
I have Vader.
How we doing?
Stape.
Up.
Beach.
Yo.
ATG.
What's up?
And I forget your name again.
Oh.
For the third time this con.
Insert name here.
Griffin. Griffin. I don't know why I can't remember your name, man. I just seem not to be able to, no matter what. So it's been another crazy, long, insane weekend that is befitting of the name of Hackers on Planet Earth. This is our third time. We changed things around. Went old school on some stuff, brought some new things in, and I think overall did pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. As a comparison to last time, this is so much better, which is, you know, all we can really hope for.
Yeah, seriously. So, anyone got anything they want to say?
Sleep.
Yeah. Sleep, yes, no. There's still the closing after this, so sleep happens at, about 9 after we finish loading out.
I mean, like, tomorrow.
Well, yeah, actually, you're right, because then drinking happens.
9 a.m., fair enough.
9 a.m. can happen after all the drinking, and then we can just all go out.
Get on a bus and fall asleep for the next 5 hours.
Dude, that's awesome. That's the nice part about not having to drive.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. I still have to take all of this crap back.
This is true.
Any highlights from the weekend, Stellar-wise? Any favorite experiences?
An evening with Stephen Rambam and special guest Rum.
I think that one takes the cake, absolutely.
He assaulted me.
Why is this guy wearing...
He laid hands on me.
Why is this guy wearing fucking cat ears?
He grabbed me and he shook me and yelled.
He did. I think he insulted everyone.
His suit had buttons that served no purpose. I only have two cat ears. He has like 9 superfluous buttons all over him.
Oh yeah, apparently he was made fun of Lindsay for her toenail polish, and she replied going, "Do you just..." He tweeted something about him, his suit having superfluous buttons that absolutely serve no purpose.
Yes.
And he replied, "I'll have to look into that," instead of taking it as the she was making a joke about the quality of his suits.
Did he retweet?
Yes.
Did he tweet back immediately?
I don't know immediately, but in a short period of time.
Because when the Lindsay incident happened, he was after he left here and had consumed that full glass of Bacardi Gold.
That was his fourth glass.
Yeah. They brought him in here drunk as hell, and Frank poured him a big old glass of Bacardi.
And then left.
Yes. Well, yeah, Frank didn't want to watch that train wreck. Although it was funny.
Yeah, we don't condone drinking.
And for those of you wait, rotate. The sponsor wants to see the logo. For those of you not watching on the Justin TV feed, that was a nice 40-ounce of Corona being tilted back by Johnny Xmas on camera.
It's apple juice.
Apple juice and pee in a Corona bottle with carbonation.
Apple juice flavored
beer. I believe that's called cider.
Well, but it's from
Thank
Mexico.
You.
I don't know if they have cider now.
Anyway, continuing on.
And now for something completely different.
So the three-ring circus that without a doubt always occurs here. Anyone have anything particular that sticks out at them besides Rum?
Steve Rambam. He grabbed me.
And for anyone who's curious, that's up on the Justin. That's in the archives of Justin TV, and it'll be up on the site somewhere if you can find it in a week.
And if you can't, you can just wait for 2 years until his next talk, and you can guarantee we will be playing it.
Yeah, we'll be reliving that, and maybe we'll see if we can get him down here again drunk. This time though, I think you'll need cat ears and maybe a tail just to freak him out more.
Yeah.
Well, I think what we need to do is put it up on the projector while he's giving his talk, and then at the end of the video, put "Privacy is dead, get over it."
That's fantastic.
I thought it was a post-mortem.
What'd you say?
I said I thought it was a post-mortem. Oh, his, have, like, yeah. Resurrection next?
I guess. Privacy is dead. Resurrection. I need more money.
Is it like zombie privacy? How does it even work?
Clonic.
It's called, I said my talk was dead. Then I realized I need to make some more money. So bring me back. I'm bringing you back to life. So, yeah. Any? I think also we got a lot of the hacker spaces in, which was pretty cool this time. I know we had Hack DC. We had Alpha One. We had...
Hack Miami.
We had the what was it?
Hack Miami.
The Hackatory. And props to Johnny Xmas for filling up with so many random people on Friday.
It was awesome.
He got to just run around and be like, hey, why don't you come to Radio Statler? I don't care what your excuse is. Let's go.
Or I would just wander in here and you guys would be like, hey, can you interview this guy? Somebody interview this guy? Okay. Whatever. This guy's got robots. Go talk to him. Done. We knocked out some good interviews.
We really did. We got, got to say, we got a lot of good original content this time. It was something good to watch and listen to.
And the best part for me was that we finally fulfilled our promise that we were going to get the talks edited and uploaded in a reasonably good time frame after they happened.
Actually, we were pretty good. I mean, other than the late night stuff, everything was up within like an hour or two, a couple hours tops. And I got to say, everyone, round of applause for Beach for stepping up from going from a... This was Beach's first hope, and it was his first time with Radio Statler. And he basically was chained to the editing computer for the entire con. By the way,
which is a 28-hour day.
Pretty much. By the way, Beach, that means you're required to come back. If you don't, we send someone to come retrieve you. And, you know, they don't do nice things, as Johnny Xmas will tell you. He trained them.
Me and Steve Rampin.
Okay, so I'm coming, right?
Yeah. There you go.
I'll start saving up.
I'm dragging you on a bus and bringing you up then.
Okay. There we go. So ATG will come get you. You don't want to piss him off.
I'll do horrible things like talk meanly at you.
Talk meanly. There you go.
We wouldn't
want that. No, that'd be bad. We never do any of that here at Radio Statler.
That's funny. You're a funny man.
Yeah, so that being said...
favorite con moments in general from this year? You go around the room.
I didn't really leave the con.
Darko's favorite moment was that time he almost left the booth once.
Yes. It was that time I got to step outside, have some alcohol handed to me, and then have to come back inside.
Get some air that has oxygen in it.
I have to say this is the first con, not the first day, the day, but the first con in three cons that I was actually being able to go to, not one, but multiple talks. Amazing.
Yeah.
What are these talks you speak of?
You know, there's the 18th floor.
Oh, you mean the place where I have to go to hook up all of our streaming stuff?
Yeah, you know, the stuff that comes out of that channel.
Oh, okay.
That's in this building.
I thought that was just more work.
That was ham radio feed.
I did get to watch social engineering from backstage while I ran the hybrid, so...
That's cool.
Although, you know, again, they keep trying to call retail places, and you can't call retail places at friggin' 9:30 they don't answer. Or when they do, they give you the guy who's like, we're closing. I need to talk to your manager. No. Mr. Manager, look here.
Although, you have to admit, the Best Buy call was hilarious just because of the... when he tried to press zero, it said that he had an invalid option.
Or the audience participation went into the press one. No, maybe it's different. Press one. Beep. It might be different though. Okay, press two. Beep. All right, it's the same.
I guess for me, one of the moments I had is this has been my fourth conference, and this is actually the first time I actually Saturday night slept in the hall of conference. So, actually sleep as in I had my eyes closed and I laid down, but I was pretty much wide awake. It's just that was my version of sleep. Just had my eyes closed and laying down. But that was the first time I actually slept on the conference floor because I knew I was going to be up all night anyway. So that was an experience.
Yeah, it's always an adventure here.
Were you did you sleep there Friday night?
No, Friday, Thursday. I was here Thursday, Friday. I had the hotel room, and
I'd like to apologize to anyone who was sleeping in the Hammock Village Friday night when me and some of the Hack Miami guys had busted out Chat Roulette. And we would stick IO, if anybody knows IO, stick IO in front of a webcam, female, goad guys into taking their pants off because it's Chat Roulette and that's what it's for. And then when you'd get one to do it, we'd flip the laptop around to show the long table full of a good 20 guys going, yeah! And just one of these. And we did that 10 times, and we were very drunk. Just incredibly loud. And then somebody started throwing beer bottles. It's good radio.
Anyway. Good work, team. So if anyone hasn't ever come to Hope, there is large amounts of drinking that goes on at the con and around the con. You should. And anyone who hasn't come,
really?
I didn't know.
We don't condone drinking.
No. There you go. You got the logo in this time. Now we just need to get Corona to sponsor us. Okay, and we're back.
That sounds terrible.
DMT.
DMT.
Yeah, it normally is.
Okay, then.
Anybody else got anything to add?
Yeah.
Somebody does. What's this button do?
Saturday morning, Captain Crunch came in to, like, just randomly.
He did?
Yeah, Captain Crunch was here. Yeah, got interviewed and everything.
Yeah, that was fun for me.
So someone called up Captain Crunch mid-show and was telling him that his SS certs were expired and that he needed to protect his website from hackers. And, like, it's all recorded with, like, and by random, there's music playing in the background over top of it. It's on the gag reel if you know how to get there on the website. But it's hysterical. It's like, wait, what? My website isn't safe from hackers? And he's kind of, like, effing with the dude a little bit. It was great.
I gotta find this.
I would actually like to point out that we actually do have a gag reel. Oh, yeah.
How do we get to the gag reel?
That's a secret.
Yeah, trust me. Watch some old movies. Maybe what, from the 90s?
The Net. Watch The Net.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Just watch some old movies, possibly with Sandra Bullock in them, and there lies the answer. But there is a gag reel there. I think there's like, what, three tracks?
Yeah, three.
If we find any more, they'll appear there. But do it.
I want everybody to look at Bunny.
Look at me.
So sad and awful.
Exhausted.
Exhausted. Show them your cankles.
Yeah, let's see your cankles.
No, they're not as bad. They're only slightly there. I'm not flashing them off.
Bunny ended up with some weird leg disease from this conference.
It was the first day. I spent the entire day on my feet all the way till like
liquid.
Till like 5:30 in the morning after drinking, and my legs are not okay.
Her legs are all squishy.
Yeah, they're full of boobs.
Probably.
That's where it goes.
Actually, after Mustang Harry's,
collects them.
Well, I will say there is some upsides this year. One of those definitely is that we didn't have to cut people off for screaming drunkenly at the mic. We actually had a reasonable amount of coherentness on all of our shows this year, along with a lot of really cool last-minute stuff.
Yeah.
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 Hang on.
Johnny, not too many times. Corona still hasn't signed the endorsement.
I gotta get
yet.
Drunk. Hang on.
And speak.
Just keep talking.
And speak incoherently. It's just.
I don't mean he's.
And now for something completely different.
All right. Either that, or we need a winged monkey to come by and distract everyone. I don't know. Or a demon duck.
How about a killer bunny?
Is that going to be our mascot next time?
Oh, God.
We need a mascot.
I have a mascot. It's a bunny.
I thought it was the pussy over there.
It's a very sleepy bunny.
Did he even hear me?
Adorable mascot.
Bunny,
yeah, he's chasing that one down instead of that one right over his head.
He's like,
Anyway. So anybody else have anything about the con they want to talk about? Any cool talks? Any whatever?
I want to give it a shout out. So we placed a really last minute order for t-shirts, and we literally had to convince this guy that he should go to Kmart and like buy the shirts and then screen print them and then deliver them to us, and we got them next day. It was pretty impressive.
Give him a shout out.
I don't know the dude's name.
Oh, if by chance you're listening. Yes. Random dude, we don't know who you are, but I guess thanks.
Random dude, you rock.
He's probably listening. I mean, he spent all weekend making our shirts, so I don't know.
Random dude, if you're listening, come sign on to IRC. IRC.2600.net. Join Hashine Radio Dash Statler, and you know, tell us what the hell we're shouting out to. Otherwise, whatever. Thanks. Yeah,
he's gonna sign on and be like, "You guys are dicks."
We can be like the Budweiser commercial.
I don't even make t-shirts.
His real name last has minute to be IRC some random dude at somerandomdude.com t-shirt printing.
RDM dude.
Did you not get a shirt?
Did this one. Okay, so does anyone have any talks that they like particularly?
Oh, shoot.
Bueller? Anyone?
Other shout-outs?
Like the P25 talks for radio stuff is neat. That's quite
why don't you lean forward and just also just like explain what P25 is and why the talk was cool?
Fairly
closer.
The like, P25 stuff was basically encrypted radio that emergency responses use, and it was designed poorly so people don't know that their talks aren't being encrypted over the radio. So then they say things that probably they shouldn't say, and it's probably not going to be fixed anytime soon.
Which is kind of awesome from the listening to crap standpoint.
Yes, but bad if you want your stuff to be secret.
Well, yeah, but who wants that? Privacy's dead. Get over it.
What's the one?
I really liked that Pan and Misha's talk this year had a lot less creepy sexuality in it. I don't know if anybody caught last time's, but it was weird. It was a lot of dry humping and minimalist music, and this year it was very informative and entertaining, and I was glad to see that they really turned it around.
Speaking of dry humping, what about the chiptune concert that went on?
Oh my god.
You mean the death hour?
Oh my god.
Felt like my ears got dry humped. In a good way. I watched most of that from the escalator, and that was the vantage point you wanted for what was going on.
Oh yeah, you don't down want to be down there.
No, I was on the escalator with my scotch and just watching these people.
It's Zelda on crack.
Yeah, there's I don't know. There's a lot of weird people who come to these cons.
So
it's always good people watching here.
How many people are actually watching? Like two?
No, actually, between Justin TV and our streams, we peaked at somewhere around 100 to 120 listeners and viewers.
Wow. That's cool.
Justin TV, we got 25 at the moment.
I think we peaked up somewhere in the 30s or 40s for Justin TV. We peaked up in the 40s for the high quality stream and in the 20s for the low quality stream. And we also had AtCon listeners. So.
Yeah, all three of them. And they were probably us.
Yeah, probably. But the not at con listeners, we know the not at con listeners weren't at us because, you know, we couldn't do that. We want our cell phones.
So you're saying we did a little better than public access TV?
Depends on the public access.
And the TV.
And the TV.
So. Oh, we actually had a question on IRC from Netkiller asking how weird are the people at Hope?
Oh, so, dear God.
Well,
show of hands, who wants to explain how weird and awesome people are at Hope first?
Wait, I think we need to separate
Bunny?
Weird and awesome.
I think, Bunny, you've been nominated by two people behind you who are pointing at you.
Wait, why?
Because you're you.
Because I find all the weird ones?
I think probably because you're a girl, so you have a tendency
I get all the
to
weird
attract
ones?
The weirdest of the weird.
The ones
who don't
propose?
Have that social barrier.
The ones that propose?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, Bunny?
Oh, yeah. Wait, Bunny, tell the story of how you were proposed to twice.
We did this at the start of Radio Statler. Who proposed to me
story.
Second?
Tell the story.
Who proposed to me second?
People drink that.
I thought the first one was the guy who wanted to like kept hitting on you, and then when they, the later you had the hot dog guy hit on you.
No, the hot dog guy was the only one I thought.
Well, you said someone else was hitting on you earlier.
Everybody was hitting on me.
Well, yeah, that's because you.
But only one proposed.
You know, become my hot dog princess in Morocco.
I have had more guys at this at Hope Number 9 than in comparison to the rest of the Hope. I've had more guys creepily hit on me. And I mean, like, corner me.
I watched some.
Yeah, like...
It's gotta be the ears.
Like, no, I
should have.
I've had the ears for 10 years here. I don't know what's going on here, but there are some creeper dudes.
There were also a lot more girls here this time. Than
there
I've
were.
Seen the
yeah. I have. There was a record number of girls at this con that said absolutely nothing to me. to the point where they would run away so as to not.
You
so,
can't be a little.
Yeah, I was talking with Great Frequency about that, and she mentions that this was the first year she actually had to wait online for the women's bathroom on the 18th floor.
Really?
That's how many girls there were. Yeah.
We're a lot of girls.
Well, Johnny, didn't Steve Rambam explain this to you about why you're off-putting or whatever?
What was that?
Why you disturbed him? What the hell did he say?
It's
Rambam.
It's the cat ears.
I thought it was something else, too.
Your skirt.
Oh yeah, it was your skirt.
No, the kilt was what got him about me. The ears was what it was about you.
Yeah, no, it just kept being the cat ears, and I would laugh it off, and I would laugh it off, and like the fourth time, like he was facing, like he's facing this way and talking, he can't even see me. Out of nowhere, he turns around and goes, "Seriously, those cat ears are freaking me out." What? I was behind his head, and he flipped out about the cat ears. I should have put it on him. Would have had a seizure. Then we'd need the EMT.
We'd have the video of Steve Rambam destroying everything in the booth.
Including running the booth. Including the booth.
Yeah. Running around the con screaming, "Cat ears!"
We didn't have anybody run into the booth this year.
Although that would, at least then we could have guaranteed him we could have destroyed his, you know, maybe possible future Senate career. Yeah. I think once his opposition, you know, put up the video of him running around trying to kill people at a con screaming cat ears.
Yeah,
I don't really
like the guy, and I would vote for him three times. That's what I want to see representing this country. Maybe in all honesty,
maybe next year we can flash mob his talk of cat ears.
Oh, I'll bring him.
Done.
I'll bring 20 cat ears.
And okay, actually, I said two years from now. So
why don't we legitimately answer that question, though? Because I think there's a lot of people that listen in who've never been to Hope, and they go, oh, my God, it's got to be a weird freak show. It's got to be just the craziest thing down there.
Yes, and that's the best part about it.
You are right.
And well, wait, we did have last night someone in a straight jacket and saran wrap.
Actually, we had three people.
Oh, that was
great. Yeah.
We had three people.
No, we was straight jacket, and then...
Wrapped in. Oh, and saran wrap too.
Saran wrap all the way down.
That is a freak show.
It gets weird here, but it's the fun weird people far outnumber the creepy weird people. It is a fun weird environment. Everybody needs to come experience it. It's absolutely once in a lifetime. There's nothing else you can ever go to that is like Hope. None of the other cons are like Hope. It is very much its own excellent entity.
It really is. I mean, Hope is something where you can run into all kinds of different people. You can talk about all kinds of crazy stuff that normally average people on the street would look at you and be like, "The fuck is wrong with you? Go back to living in your little cubicle." Whereas here, people are like, "Oh yeah, dude, I saw that paper about that. And by the way, did you see the follow-up that somebody else wrote saying that their research was bullshit and how this is actually the best way to do it?" I mean, it's one of the great things about this con. No one's going to judge you. I mean, well, everyone's going to judge you, but, you know, they're not going to judge you in the way normally you do. They're going to still talk to you as compared to... But if you run around with cat ears, apparently some of the speakers will negatively judge you.
Yes. The way I've always said it is that at Hope, everybody thinks you're awesome until you prove otherwise.
Yeah.
And that's always been the vibe. That's what keeps me coming back. You know, the other cons I'll go to on occasion, you know, if I'm bored or whatever, but Hope, I fight tooth and nail to do everything I can to make sure I get down here because it's a great, almost like a hippie commune vibe sometimes where everybody thinks you're really cool and the fact that you're here is awesome until you do something really stupid.
And even then, I mean, if it's...
And even then...
If it's like, oh, hey, I did something stupid, whoops, I'm an idiot, they go, yeah, that was pretty stupid, don't do it again. By the way, what the hell caused you to think about that? I think unless you do something really, like, malicious here or prove that you're not, that you're trying to cause problems, nobody cares. Everyone loves everybody here.
And you become a meme.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, you do.
Are there any more questions from the people in
there? No, they're talking about...
IRC, they're talking about dongs.
No, just some... Nothing that involves us. Let's just leave it at that.
Is Fudd talking about the robotic sex dolls again?
No, Fudd's talking about dykes that would beat a guy up easy, and I don't... I'm leaving it there. I don't want to know what they're talking about.
Tell them to submit that for talks next year.
What?
Yeah. Tell them to submit that for talks next year.
Are they also in there, like, are they typeless or something? You know, like, speechless? Like, we're talking right at them, and no one's saying
people
anything.
In IRC, say something.
Griff actually brought us something good. What was, like, the worst talker thing that we've encountered?
ATG is also typing for us this time.
The worst talk I went to was the guy who was saying how great academia was, like how everyone gets a free unicorn when you get your PhD. That one, like, I just had to get up and leave. Like, I wanted I wanted to shit on his dreams, and I couldn't. I just left.
What?
I was listening to part of that, and I, at one point, was like, I need to know what magical land he lives in, because fuck, it sure as hell isn't like that in real life. Instead, you have the, oh, by the way, we want you to do this, but because you don't have a research grant, go fuck yourself. You have to do it with, like, you know, stuff that won't work, and then we're going to blame you anyway. Oh, and by the way, you don't have access, and blah, 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 blah. It's nowhere near as gorgeous as people think it
my,
is.
My worst talk, which I was really looking forward to, was the, sadly, which was the Kryptone talk, because sadly, they Kryptone covered it like Kryptone, where they basically just had a woman reading from, like, a... like a 12 million mile scroll, just and this is NYPD, no flair, no interaction, just straight up reading.
You
might have, yeah, we might as well have just read it at Kryptone, so please, you know, punch it up, drink a beer or something.
Okay, we had another question from a tech priest. How long does it take to get used to Club Mate?
Never. It's disgusting.
You go to Forrest's Hall.
I don't know about them. I actually don't think Club Mate is that bad.
It's awful.
I don't think it's that bad.
I'd rather have warm beer.
It just doesn't work for me.
I think, honestly, the winter stuff was really, actually really tasty.
Yeah, the winter stuff you did not need to get used to.
Yeah, that was what we were joking about before, was the actual slogan for Club Mate is you get used to it. And the slogan for the winter stuff should be, you don't need to.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really notice a difference between the winter and the regular, because they both taste like shit. So,
it's the spices.
The winter tastes like cloves, and if you've ever eaten cloves, you know, they're tasty.
I didn't think it was that bad either.
No, actually, I like it. Like, I bought 2 bottles to take home, and if I had $50, I probably would have bought a case. Though Joe would probably kill me.
Did anybody see my bootleg?
Profusely.
Did anybody see my bootleg Club Mate booth I had set up?
Yes, actually, Johnny was had set up a booth beside them saying, selling realer Club Mate.
Yeah.
It was
charging $1 more a bottle. And selling empty.
No, it was
$2 each. Capitalism?
It was $5 a piece or 2 for $12 was the deal.
Yes.
And we don't sell the winter one because it's dumb. Oh, and the empty bottles were $2.
Did you get any sales? You should have called
almost
it the summer edition.
I would have, but I was morally obligated to turn them down.
I dare say that would have ended poorly for you. Unless you were like, okay, give me the $5. You give the $5 to not Kevin. He gives you $1 back, and then you give the person the Club Mate.
Yeah, well, we started it. Hey, I got a picture of it. I want to see if it'll work on the... Oh yeah, you can totally read those signs. that's not Kevin on the right there, legitimately attempting to sell Club Mate at the Club Mate vendor table, and that's me next to him with a bunch of homeless guy signs, and some Club Mate bottles. Whoa. And ridiculous pricing, etc.
Where did all of our viewers go? I think you scared them away.
Whoa, we
went from like 23 to like 0. Because of you.
Go me. Yeah, we ended up taking that down like once Emmanuel was kind of skulking around. We're like, Aesthetics was like, I think he'd think it's funny. And then Nod Kevin's like, I don't
think so.
It depends on the mood he's in. And I was like, all right, let's just take it
down. Yeah, it depends. If he's in a good mood, his sense of humor is along those lines. Where especially because you were like, yes, they're charging $4, but mine's realer. Yeah.
It was, I have the real Club Mate. He makes no claims as to how real his is.
How can you not find that amusing?
Hey, Darker, we have a real question on IRC.
Oh, yes, we did. Shit. Are we looking forward to Hope 2014 and the 20th anniversary of Hope?
Yes.
20th?
Yeah, it's 20. 20, it's 20 years since the first Hope.
It's 20 years since the first Hope.
Years, but it's still the 10th Hope.
Yeah.
Didn't the first one go like a year?
Yeah, there was a gap. There was like, was it 90? It was 94 and then 97. They had some gaps. Then they have a one even where they did year to year.
Yeah.
Yeah, once because they made
it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't an equal every 2 years.
So technically, we're going to be a one-off on the 20th.
Again, I fight tooth and nail to make sure that I can get here for Hope every single time.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely looking forward
to it. I'd like to make
a
correction.
Absolutely.
The world's not going to end in September 2012. It's December 2012. IRC.
Fun. Wrong month. The other part of that question was, what might we do differently at Hope 2014? And I'm going to guess...
Have it running perfectly at 9 in the morning Friday.
Bring it in a friggin' station in a box.
Meth.
Just add water.
No.
Meth.
No water. I already got shocked by the friggin' phone line upstairs. I don't need more. I did. I'm trying to wire the thing up, and I'm working on it. So, I'm trying to kind of rushing. So instead of pulling my knife out and cutting the insulation off, I just go to rip it with my teeth. While someone was calling the fucking line.
Yeah.
I got 90 volts through my fucking lip.
That's awesome.
I'm just standing there, like my lip trembling, like I think it was RTF and Bernie and somebody else backstage, and they're like, Durko, are you okay? I'm like, I just shocked myself. He goes, oh, the voltage isn't that bad. I'm like, my lip's trembling. He goes, oh, yeah, probably someone was calling. We used to have that problem.
Back when everybody actually used analog phones.
Oh, no, he's just like, apparently sometimes people just start randomly calling the number, even though it's only in existence. Like, it changes every 2 years, and it's only in existence for like 3 days at a time. But apparently, somehow, telemarketers still get the number and call us.
That's impressive.
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
You gotta keep talking. I'm almost done.
Yeah. And I think at this point, we're gonna just have to reach out to Corona and get a sponsorship and tell them that Johnny X will just keep drinking on air for every, X amount of money they give us. How do you like
actually,
that, Johnny?
Actually, Beach had a really good idea that he floated by me. We should do a Kickstarter next time and give away
shirts.
Yeah. That's part of that.
Correction. Stop A. That's
Stop A should do a Kickstarter next week.
Actually, I think while that happened was Lex mentioned it to me 3 days ago. I mentioned it to a couple of people, including Stop A, and then Stop A mentioned it to everybody else. Yeah. So, keep your eye open, and, we'll definitely probably reach out, because if you guys want to give us money, we're never going to say no.
And to be honest, some of us could really use it.
Apparently, Griffin wants something. What's up?
If we have a Kickstarter program and stuff, we can offer T-shirts as one of the things for the Kickstarter. Like, toss us $20 or $30 or something, and we'll send you guys a T-shirt for Radio Statler.
And we can also say, hey, if you give us X amount of money, we'll give you a shout-out. And if you give us a lot of money, we'll let you,
come on
no.
here!
And you can all pretend you went here. Even if
a shout-out for
no, it was on
somewhere in this room, I know it was someone's head, and I'm just saying no.
Oh, no. No, we're not doing that. No. No.
Wait, did you guys hear...
However, we will sell off Bunny.
No.
$1,000. That's way high.
Donate $2,000. Whoa. I was going to say, donate $2,000 and get a private evening with Bunny.
It's,
of course, you still have to pay for dinner and drinks.
It's
and
terrible.
And stand 20 feet away from me.
And that's actually enforceable. We're going to have two guys there with really long sticks, and if you get too close, they're just going to poke you with them.
Just scarecrow.
You get close enough, I don't mind going for the
yes.
lower stuff.
There'll be a Singapore cane stick.
Hope with sharp sticks that, will run you through. I don't know.
Not really. Violet.
We're all sleeping.
Violence is the answer.
But don't worry, it's a fun one.
No, violence is the question. Yes is the answer.
But hope's a very fun love, and don't worry about the violence. Hope's
it is. We fuck around all the time, but hope's really a good time. It's really a lot of fun.
I got hit in the head with a water bottle twice.
Did anyone actually go around and want to talk about any of the stuff they saw on the second floor or on the sixth floor?
We had a sixth floor?
Yeah, I never met it. I thought,
yeah, I gotta say, it was really, really, really poorly mentioned. There was like one or two places, and that was it. All the workshops were on the sixth floor this year.
I thought the electric hop was pretty cool.
The what?
The hop out there, the laser hop.
Oh, yeah. There's.
I didn't get a chance to play with that, but it did look
cool. Well, they had a guy there earlier, he was doing loops with it, and it was just like making a whole mix just using the hop, and it was actually pretty wild.
I really wanted to attend the Manesplay thing. Unfortunately, by the time I got there, they already ended an hour early, so, yeah.
I do have to give a shout-out to Gus, because, she helped us with the core staff list when we were still planning. But B, she was the only one doing the intros during talks that I was around for that actually mentioned Radio Statler. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to Gus, absolutely.
Definitely. We have a lot of people from 2600 who really kill themselves putting this together, and we really appreciate it. I mean, we kill ourselves too, but they go through some other kinds of drama that we thankfully don't.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work. I mean, on everybody's part here, even down to, like, you know, the vendors who come, you know, it's a lot of work for them. It's a lot of work for people who run the shows, for people who do the speaker wrangling. It's kind of hard when you're like, oh, please, please come talk. Oh, yes, your ego is massive because we flamed it to get you here. By the way, you have 2 minutes to get the fuck off the stage. Politely.
Steve Rambo.
He grabbed me and he shook me.
Johnny's gonna sit and wait for Rambam to run for political office, and then he's just gonna show up and
smear campaign.
No, he's gonna show up and go, "Excuse me, Mr. Rambam, I think we need to have a chat." "Who the fuck are you?" He's gonna put the cat ears on. Oh, God.
I'm just gonna show up at Fox News' door, like.
It's like the meme is like.
I gotta say, one of the things that I was kind of disappointed with this year, and I know Stoppe was too, was they pulled Steel off at 2:00.
Oh yeah.
They did that last year too.
No, they didn't.
That was two hopes ago.
No, that was last time.
They pulled him off, but they put him in another room, and he went for like 8 hours.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, they pulled him off at 2:00.
He went for 8 hours. I know that because I was sitting downstairs at the station watching the video feed, watching Stoppe get up drunkenly and ask incredibly inappropriate questions.
And some of those questions
answered everyone with the utmost respect. I now dream about spy sex almost every night. Yeah, he talks a lot about spy sex.
He does. I just remembered my other favorite moment from Hope this year. There's apparently two individuals who I assure you that I have no knowledge of. That were doing what was called the Texas Tornado, which is where when you have opened your door to your room, and like you slide your card and you got the door open and you're going in, they'll rush the door from behind, bust into your room and just start wrecking everything up, like flip the mattresses, tear everything around, throw the chairs and stuff on the floor. One guy will go lock himself in the bathroom and just tear the whole place up until the other one's done wrecking the rest of the room, and then he knocks on the door and rushes out. I heard a rumor that happened to three people. I don't know anything about it.
They wouldn't have had a chance. I would have just, stabbed them. I'm sorry.
No, the
that one is definitely what you do. This is the answer.
What you do is you choose your targets. You don't rush the room with two burly men walking in. You rush the one with the two kids who look like Bill Gates. And they cower. It's hilarious.
The problem with that is you...
But of course you have no knowledge.
But I have no knowledge of this. I understand that they cower.
Just saying.
I'm just wondering how Spice like jogged your memory of this.
Yeah, me too.
It involves a bedroom and a hotel room? I don't know.
I wasn't paying attention.
Texas Tornado is my spy porn name.
If I could say one positive thing about...
you come flying in and then leave just as quickly?
Yeah. If I could say one positive thing about...
No positive things.
Nah. So this year is that, believe it or not, this so far has been my favorite like booth, recording on air broadcast booth to work with the sliding door and this whole setup.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah. I'm
oh, yeah.
You have to give also major props to Vader.
Vader, yeah.
Vader, this was also his first hope and first time with Radio Sattler. And yeah, that would be Vader. Dude Vader. Spent the majority of the time in the booth watching crap for us or basically just doing all kinds of things instead of going to his first con. And when
pretty
we were
much.
Putting, yeah, this is what he thinks hope looks like. His penis is on the wall.
Yeah, Jack Texas, you know nothing about that one either, do you?
No,
I literally got to the 18th floor like once, and that was like the night before the conference, and I just went around like, wow, those are big rooms.
But when we were building the booth, Vader wound up stepping up while I had to go run away and do some other stuff, and I came back and he built a sliding door.
What happened was I was setting up all of the equipment and all of the servers and all of that, and he comes up to me and he goes, "Is there anything I can do?" And I said, "Yes, you can figure out how to make that a door." And he was like, "Okay." And he spent a good, 3 hours engineering this door.
It wasn't that long. He figured it out way quicker than that.
No, there were definitely modifications that were made to this door.
It took a few hours
to get this done.
But it was funny because I was running around most of the day with helping out with some other things too. And I come down and there's one panel up and nothing else. And the way we did it last time was we basically left a gap and then put another piece of foam freestanding behind it and you just walked around it. Which actually worked pretty well, but I come back down and there's two pieces of foam up, and I'm like, guys, this seems to be a door. And Vader's like, oh, I figured something out, and just slides it open. I'm like, that is the best idea ever.
And when you do it, it sounds like Star Trek.
We need a demonstration to the people who are watching.
Yeah,
it sounds like Star Trek when you slide it.
Here, wait, listen, everyone.
Look at this. And you can see he's got the track up there for the door to slide inside of, and it's all held up by painter's tape.
And duct tape.
Which in itself is amazing.
Coming and going for 3 days.
That cold air feels good, too.
Yeah, actually, leave that open for now.
Yeah. Goddamn.
Soundproofing in there.
So, yeah, props to Vader for that. Props to Johnny Xmas for running around and getting us lots of content.
So did you notice that the two guys that had the first convention did the most work? That was their initiative.
That's how it always goes.
That's how it always goes. Because you come in, you go, hey, how can I help? And we go, you have no clue what you're getting yourself into.
You know,
all 3 days.
Yeah, my first time with Radio Sattler, I was
he was my therapist.
Yeah, I was Bunny's therapist. That was last time. I came in on Thursday, and I spent the majority of the night carrying in that stupid booth.
Hold up! No! We are not bringing up the stuff from last time.
I will kill you if you mention that booth again.
You're mentioning the B word. Okay, let's talk about this time stuff. Since we're going to be actually signing off in about in a couple of minutes because we have to go up for the closing. Unfortunately, we won't be broadcasting the closing live in about 18 minutes. The entire Hope Network is getting taken down because apparently every other year people trample over the fiber to try and take the stairs instead of waiting for the elevators.
That's true.
Which is where the fiber runs. So they're going to remove the fiber while the closing's happening. So if you're interested in the closing, where they kind of go over everything, talk about what's going to happen next time, check back tomorrow afternoon or Tuesday, and the closing will be up. Almost everything else is up, right, Beach?
I think we're maybe about 4 hours behind.
So the last 4 hours will also be up then. I just want to take this opportunity to really thank you guys for all listening in. You guys aren't here, but you're what we do it for, because it really is an awesome con, and we really do enjoy this.
Except for FUD. That guy has been trolling the Radio Sattler IRC channel 24 hours a day.
Johnny, you were not here for the first time we did Radio Sattler. You wanted to see some IRC trolls? we had to deputize people to just keep friggin' kickbanning this one person who just kept changing their IP address and changing their nick and logging in just to fuck with us.
Remember the segues?
Oh god, segues.
That's what I remember from the last one. Segues crashing through walls and
That chiptune this... rave 2 feet away from the booth.
That was last time. The Segways never crashed through the wall.
That's
they
because we have the big barrier in between the Segway
track. Not this time. Last time. When we had the blue foam in the back where we had all
right,
of our gear.
Right.
They hit that a couple times. And the first time we did have someone drive into the wall and actually dislodge it entirely and almost knock the air conditioner over.
Yeah, air conditioning would be nice next time.
Yeah, we're bringing that.
The person who asked what we're doing next time, air conditioning.
Okay, on that note, though, I'd just like to... anybody want to have a little closing remarks before I make mine?
Steve Rambam grabbed me, and he shook me, and I'm upset about it.
Johnny, you need a hug.
Johnny, eventually you're going to be able to sell
And I need Bunny to hug me.
Okay.
Bunny's giving you a hug.
Not that kind of hug.
Oh.
$2,000 Kickstarter.
Honestly, my last quick shout out is that I wanted to do more this year for the radio. I felt like I did more. I had so fun doing it, and I want to do even way more next time. I can't wait.
Anybody else have anything else they want to say?
Anybody want my job?
No.
Damn.
No.
Okay,
no. I can't handle that many dicks.
I just wanted to thank all of you guys. This has just been a blast. I mean, everybody's been saying that I've been, like, behind a computer, like, for the past 3 days.
Because you have.
But, yeah. Oh, are they? That's kind of cool. But what it comes down to is that somehow I still had a blast. It's been awesome and fantastic, and I love all of you guys. You're just fucking awesome.
Aww.
Aww.
Good secret release, everything.
I think that's always the final word for Radio Statler is somehow I still had a blast.
Yeah.
That's our slogan.
I don't know how. I can't quantify what leads me to feel that way. But somehow that's what happened.
Yeah, I'll say it also as the other new guy, I'm pretty much in the same situation. I was in the booth interviewing people like all weekend and didn't get to see any talks, got to wander around the floor for just a couple hours, but, you know, I still got to see what I wanted to see, and I had a great time being able to help make this happen, and everybody here has just been very welcoming and very like, dude, that's awesome, and, you know, whatever, so, it you can show up next year, just show up, help, and you will be appreciated.
Not next year. Two years.
Two years.
You can show up next year, but no one will be here.
Yeah. No, I'm going to make it help out with the hotel. They'll be appreciated. His statement's correct. Like, oh, dude, here's a broom. Thanks.
All right. So just like quick second. On behalf of myself, Tech Darko, Nick God, Bunny, Stoppe, Beach, Johnny Xmas, everybody else. Guys, thank you for listening. If you want to keep involved, you can send us an email at radio@hope.net. You can join our mailing list by just sending us your email address, the same thing, asking to join. You can find us most of the time or leave us a message. We idle a lot in #radio-statler on irc.2600.net.
It's my favorite
idle
place to idle.
Times.
Yeah, pretty much. Bunny Rick almost always idles. I sometimes too. Well, you can find us on the Hope forums at talk.hope.net. Right, the net?
Yeah. Talk.hope.net.
And, you know, if you guys have any interest, I mean, we're always looking for people to toss out new ideas. I just like...
And please, 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 if you listened, tell us how we did, because we don't always know. Send us an email.
We've already had people
tell
say
us
you
if
suck
we
dicks,
suck.
So we can avoid
if
that
we
one.
Suck, tell
you
us.
Can say we suck.
But tell us why we suck.
If you have ideas, things you like, things you didn't like, please feel free to send us an email. All right, so it is a little bit before 7. This is Tech Darko saying goodbye, thank you, and enjoy.